I'm Mike Bradley, coming up by Week 6 Bayside Conference High School Football Power Poll.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game's starting.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good!
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
Counting them down from number 13 to number 1, we begin with number 13, Colonel Richardson at 1-4. The Colonels got their first win of the season, 12-8, against Arcadia, Virginia. Trailing late in the fourth quarter, a long pass from quarterback Sean Bowens to Dylan Niepert set up running back Apollos Murat's 2-yard game-winning touchdown run. The task gets a lot tougher against the number 1 team this week. Their next game Friday as they host Kent Island, kickoff at 6. Coming in at number 12, Snow Hill at 1-4. The Eagles gave a banged-up Kent County everything they could handle on the road, but came up short 29-28. Despite Kent's injuries, this was a nice building block game for the Eagles program. Their next game is they host Nandua Friday at 7:30 at Salisbury University, where they're playing all their home games this year. Coming in at number 11, Jay Embedded at 2-3. The Clippers fell last Thursday night to North Carolina 42-25. The Clippers have endured a lot of injuries and are paying the price. Despite rushing for 188 yards on 22 carries and getting 3 Jacob Larmore touchdown passes, they gave up 401 rushing yards to Carolina. Their next game Friday on the road to Queen Anne's, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 10, Washington at 2-3. The Jags won their second straight game, defeating Nandua of Virginia to build some momentum for the season. Their next game Friday on the road to Cambridge, South Dorchester, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 9, Stephen Decatur at 0-5. The Seahawks got 4 touchdown passes from Justin Meekins in the first half to rally and tie Easton at 27. It remained scoreless until overtime, where a missed extra point, the first of 2 on the day, was the difference. Their next game Friday on the road at North Carolina, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 8, Wicomico at 2-3. The Indians got off to a fast 7-0 start against Queen Anne's, but then dropped off and allowed 32 unanswered points as they fell to Queen Anne's 32-7. Head coach Pat McGlinchey says he doesn't know what team he's going to get from week to week. That's not good. Their next game Friday as they host Easton, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 7, Parkside at 1-4. The Rams lost another heartbreaker, this time to Kent Island. The final was 43-25, but the Rams were within 21-13 in the second half when they were penalized for controversial intentional grounding, which led to a safety, and then they gave up a return for a touchdown on the free kick that follows the safety. That was a 9-point swing. The Rams would score twice more, but each time Kent Island responded with a score of their own. Their next game Saturday on the road to Kent County, kickoff at 1:30. Coming in at number 6, Kent County at 2-3. The Trojans playing without 5-6 starters, including running back Marquand Green and wide receiver Tavon Thomas, were able to edge out Snow Hill in a game with a surprising score, 29-28. Head coach Brendan Ironton said with a 1A population, depth is an issue, so when injuries pop up, it's tough. Their next game Saturday as they host Parkside, kickoff at 1:30 on their homecoming. Coming in at number 5, North Carolina 4-1. The Bulldogs got an early game from J.M. Bennett, but then rolled beginning in the second quarter, 42-25. Carolina unveiled freshman running back David Bailey, brought up from the JV, to add to the backfield along with Kenny Jackson and Rodney Thomas, and he delivered 2 touchdowns. The Bulldogs racked up 401 yards rushing on 48 carries. Their next game, they host Stephen Decatur on homecoming, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 4, Easton at 5-0. The Warriors got all they could handle, as predicted by yours truly from Stephen Decatur, needing overtime and a missed extra point, one of 2 extra points missed on the day by Decatur, to win 34-33. The game was an offensive explosion in the first half as both teams scored 27 points, then nothing until overtime. The Warriors have picked up from where they left off from last year. Their next game Friday on the road at Wicomico, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 3, Cambridge South Dorchester at 4-1. The Vikings played a very tough non-conference opponent in Henlopen conference foe Cape Henlopen and fell 35-14. Cape's big offensive line and fullback wore down the Cambridge defense. An early interception, jumping off sides, and subsequent late first-half Hail Mary touchdown given up on a blown coverage hurt the Vikings. Their next game Friday, hosting Washington, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 2, Queen Anne's at 4-1. After getting down to Wicomico 7-0, the Lions scored 32 unanswered points en route to a 32-7 win over Wicomico, bouncing back from a non-conference loss to the Archmere Academy the week before. Brendan Kavanaugh had 2 rushing and 2 receiving touchdowns. Those were the only 2 passes thrown in the game. Their next game, they host J.M. Bennett Friday, kickoff at 7. And coming in at number 1, Ken Island at 5-0. The Buccaneers got a game from Parkside for 2.5-plus quarters, leading just 21-13 in the second half. They responded, forcing a safety, and then responded with a kickoff return for a touchdown from Mike Quinn. Quinn would later add another special teams touchdown, and Ken Island would go on to win 43-25. Ken Island played well in all 3 phases of the game. Their next game, on the road to Colonel Richardson, kickoff at 6. I'm Mike Bradley for SFMSports.net.